Sign number 14, the world will desperately look for a leader. Among other reasons, with the rise of the twin problems of famine and poverty, a worldwide economic system will be created to deal with these and other problematic issues. Yet, this will not be the only problems that the world will face. Wars. Wars will continue to be fought. In fact, Jesus said one of the signs of the end will include the following. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. That's from Matthew 24:9. So according to Christ, wars will continue until the time of the end. Now here's a possibility, weapons of mass destruction. One of the other woes that people will experience concerns the possibility of the world destroying itself. Jesus talked about this when referring to the time of the end. He said, "If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." That's Matthew 24:22. Now, this statement seems to indicate that the Lord must intervene before humanity is destroyed. Though this is not the only possible interpretation of what he meant, it could be that he was referring to the weapons that have been created, as well as the use or the potential use of them. As we just observed, there will be wars up until the time he returns. Now, whatever the case may be, we know that the world will find itself in a desperate spot. Ruling by consensus will not be found to work at all, since every geographical region, every nation will have their own interests. Lesser leaders will fail at the monumental task of fixing these problems. Consequently, the world will cry out for someone who can guide them during this perilous time, and Scripture tells us that such a person is coming. Now, the Lord Jesus warned us of such a man. The world has always had a desire for someone to lead them. Jesus forewarned of a coming person whom the world would accept. He put it this way, "I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him." That's John 5:43. The Christ-rejecting world will desire and accept this leader who will guide them into what they believe will be peace and prosperity. This coming world ruler was predicted in Daniel's vision of the four beasts in Daniel chapter 7. He is known as the quote-unquote little horn. He arrives at the end of this period known as the times of the Gentiles. 19th century writer Adolf Saphir explains this period. With the captivity in Babylon begins a period of history of the kingdom of God which still continues and which shall only end with the second coming of our Lord. Why is the evangelist Luke so anxious to impress upon us that the birth of Jesus Christ took place under Caesar Augustus, Emperor of Rome? Why is Pontius Pilate mentioned in the Creed? In order that it may be impressed upon us that the scepter had indeed departed from Judah and that it was under the fourth world monarchy, that Jesus, the newborn King of the Jews, appeared. But the times of the Gentiles appeared more clearly after the destruction of Jerusalem and the dispersion of Israel among the nations. This is the expression that our blessed Savior himself used, that during the times of the Gentiles, Jerusalem will be trodden underfoot, and during this period, we behold Israel under the displeasure of God, spiritually blind, scattered among the nations of the earth. Close quote. Now we know that Israel has now returned to their ancient homeland. That means we're moving closer to the end of the times of the Gentiles. This long-awaited Antichrist of Scripture will be the final Gentile world ruler. He is also known as the Beast. Writing in 1848, B.W. Newton reminds us that this is no ordinary king. Quote, "The last great king that is to arise among the Gentiles, one who is called in Daniel emphatically the king in 11:36 and the prince that shall come, is one of the chief instruments by which the judgment of the divine hand will reach that evil people." That's from B.W. Newton in 1848. Scripture has informed us of his coming. Indeed, John gave the following warning. "Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know that it is the last hour. That's 1 John 2:18. When this individual comes upon the scene, he will seemingly have all the answers to the problems of the world. In fact, he is described in this manner, according to Revelation 13:5, and he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. Now, evidently, he will have a unique ability to convince the people that he is the solution to the dire situation of the world. In doing so, he will speak against the living God. This confirms what was predicted about him in the book of Daniel in chapter 11. Here's what it says. Then the king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every deity, and he will utter presumptuous things against the God of gods. He will succeed until the time of wrath is completed, for what has been decreed must occur. That's Daniel 11:36. Well, once he arrives on the scene, the Bible says that this evil man will succeed, but only for a short time. The book of Revelation echoes this thought. The beast was permitted to go to war against the saints and conquer them. He was given ruling authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation, and all those who live on the earth will worship the beast. Everyone whose name has not been written since the foundation of the world in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb who was killed. If anyone has an ear, he had better listen. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 7 through 9. So we should note precisely what is said about the beast. First, we are told that he will go to war against those who have trusted the Lord during this period. He is allowed to conquer them. In other words, he will succeed for a while. Second, ruling authority will then be given to him over everyone on the earth. Third, the unbelievers in the world will worship the beast. The genuine believers in Christ will not worship the beast nor his image. As we search the totality of Scripture, we can see the pieces of this puzzle coming together. As we mentioned in Sign 12, this man of sin will rule over the predicted 10-nation confederation, which comes out of the revived Roman Empire. The book of Revelation has this to say about his rulership over them. The 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but will receive ruling authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These kings have a single intent, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those accompanying the Lamb are the called, chosen, and faithful. Revelation 17, 12-14. From this passage, we learn that these future 10 kings or kingdoms will rule with the beast, that is, the Antichrist, for a short period of time. Now, interestingly, they give all their power to this evil individual. The good news is, eventually, the Lamb, namely the Lord Jesus Christ, will conquer him and his coalition. We read about this in Revelation 19. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to do battle with the one who rode the horse and with his army. Now the beast was seized, and along with him the false prophet who had performed the signs on his behalf, signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Both of them were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulfur. The others were killed by the sword that extended from the mouth of the one who rode the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves with their flesh. That's Revelation 19:19-21. Such is the inglorious end of this man of sin. So let's summarize this sign. With all the efforts of well-meaning humans, we find that in the last days, poverty and famine are still with us. Wars will also continue. In other words, though desiring peace, the world will always have conflict. Consequently, the people of the earth will live in constant fear. Furthermore, before the second coming of Jesus Christ, 10 kingdoms or nations of unequal strength will unite to form a coalition that will rise out of the ruins of the ancient Roman Empire. This will necessitate a strong leader who will help deliver the world from their enormous problems. One will indeed arise, the infamous Antichrist, the Beast. He will be the last Gentile world ruler. Scripture tells us that the Lord will allow him to succeed for a while, yet he will meet his doom at the return of the Lord. Now, the way in which this coming Antichrist will control the world is found in our next sign of the end.